3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The still no Tausch, or maybe not, edition. The, hey, I don't know if you heard, because of the Friday night news dump. The Friday night news dumps are for bad news. Locking up your quarterback, not really news dumpy. But that's when it happened. Jordan Love, 4 years, $220 million, $155 million guaranteed. $75 million signing bonus, a record in the National Football League edition. And it finally happened. We broke all of our cousin subs of the day with all these times that Tausch is gone and we need someone. We've depleted our bullpen. And so you're stuck with Jesse and me edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. Hey, we'll have Rob Dabofsky on later, though, so you'll want to stick around for that. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Tausch is indeed on assignment. Although we did see him yesterday, very late at night, at his... I love how he blamed you for that whole thing. You asked him to come on the show today for a segment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it became, let's do a digi only.
I just should have known it wouldn't be that easy.
And it was your fault then. He was blaming you. You requested him.
A lot of fun. Can't wait for everyone to experience it.
Some of you probably have already on our YouTube channels. But yes, old T from his legitimately undisclosed location. I mean, I have some idea now, I guess. But still, like, very light on details. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. So what are you today? Are you Tausch? Are you Hunter Vaughn filling in for Jesse Nelson and filling in for Hunter Vaughn now is you again? What are we doing
here? We've done this like once before and we don't want to go down that road. So here's the deal today. It actually works out great. So Tausch connected with us last night for the digi that many people have already experienced. We're going to replay the majority of that for everyone coming up so we can get old T's thoughts on the big news.
Will we get to the part where I turn off all the lights?
No, that came... We stopped the recording before you...
No!
I didn't know you went to bed where you host the show. That's a unique thing that we learned last night.
I got a Murphy bed that just comes out of all the bobbleheads, yeah.
I can't believe those things all stay together.
Are we wearing the same shirts as we were wearing last night when we filmed this?
I knew you were going to say something about it. I did it on purpose.
Yeah, me too.
Because yeah, well then I guess we didn't really have to say anything. We could have pretended like this whole thing
pretended
was happening.
It was live. Yeah, so we'll do it live.
So we've got Tausch here in the 9 o'clock hour. Domovsky's gonna join us at 11 o'clock. He's all good to go, and that's gonna be awesome. And then we're gonna hear from the fans in the 10 o'clock hour. You're not even gonna know we don't have a Cousin Sub of the Day today. We got so many. It's a bullpen day on Wilde and Tausch is what it really is.
Does that make you our opener?
Yeah, I'm Hobie Milner. Yeah. Old Hobie.
So the Hobie Baker Award winning Jesse Nelson. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Okay, I've already put out the bat signal on X, Twitter. I heard somebody told me that now he's considering changing it back to being called Twitter. Since nobody calls it X anyway.
We're back live on X Twitter, so that's exciting today.
That is big, yes. Big streaming again after paying a king's ransom to our guy, Elon. So we're happy to have that back. What we're going to do is, I've already sent out the request for your cues on a Q&A day, a Wilde's mailbox. I'm going to go back into the Jason Wilde YouTube archives and find some of the video clips of me doing Wilde's mailbox early in my tenure at Good Karma Brands and ESPN Wisconsin. In fact, I believe Maddie, who is going to be a freshman this fall in high school, is in a like a stroller for some of them because she was a baby. So we will do. I will put that together during the commercial breaks. But what we want are your Packers questions. Because let's be honest, when old T is here, we talk about a lot. And we do talk Packers and the NFL. But we talk about a lot of other stuff, too. You just never know what direction we're going. And quite frankly, when Homer fills in as a Cousin Sub, when Matt Hamilton filled in as a Cousin Sub, not quite as much with Bulaga. He's a football guy. But we do tend to go far afield. Well, that will be limited today. Tausch was laser focused last night. It was he didn't want to admit it, but he had FOMO. The big news broke while he was on vacation or on assignment, and he had all these takes backed up, clogged, if you will. And he needed to let him out.
Can I admit something, too? I'm getting sick of all the breaking news always happening when I'm on vacation. I know everyone around here is irritated when that happens, but I'm also irritated that I have to give up when I'm in Dubuque and when I'm up north and when I'm in San Diego and I have to give up my time to help do stuff. I'm irritated by that, too.
Well, now, wait a minute. Also, Alex Stroff was off on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like Anchorman, the news team assembled.
Very irritating how this all played out, yeah.
Especially to those of us who actually had to do the work. So, Old T, not available. Jesse Nelson, not available. Alex Stroff, not available. So, our news team assembled. It wound up being Brian D., who's like the director of content now. He used to produce our show, Green and Gold Today, the precursor to Wilde and Tausch. So he's a bigwig, but he had to like run the, he had to produce. Which, by the way, he brought back a Matt Carney song, which I'd like to request we close the show with moving forward. Saw one of our longtime listeners include that request as well. So he sprung into action. I was walking the dogs at 8.03 p.m. when the news broke from Adam Schefter. So I did a little digi video with Stella and Sadie. And then I sprung into action to host a one-hour special breaking news coverage edition across ESPN Wisconsin. Rob Domovsky joined us. Brian Bulaga joined us. Brad Nortman joined us. I got to tell you, it's pretty good stuff. A little disappointed that, you know, some of our top contributors were not part of it. But it was good stuff. And we somehow made it through without you and without Stroff. And then Stroff and Gabe Neitzel did a show on Saturday that Adam Schefter joined. And now here we are, Monday. Jordan Love has practiced twice. The Packers do not have practice today. They were nice enough to schedule coordinator availability right in the middle of this show, during which we don't have a Cousin Sub, so I can't go.
Not so convenient for anybody now, is it?
Certainly for me. So I know Rob will join us after that is done, and those guys will share the transcripts. The bad news for my favorite special teams coordinator, Rich Bisaccia, is I won't be there to ask him any long-winded questions and for him to tell me how amazing I am. All right, so we're going to hear from Tausch through the magic of recorded video as he and Jesse and I, and Jesse, we give you a really hard time around here. You're always a good sport about it. But last night, above and beyond, driving in from parts unknown. I don't know, did you come straight from Krivitz or did you get home first?
I had to skip the meat raffle to get in here last night.
So you were, it was dark outside.
Oh, very dark.
Like you could see out the window behind you that it was dark.
It had been dark out for a while by the time we actually got going on everything last night. Yeah.
Because, 9 o'clock mountain time was when we were told to convene. So we will hear from Tausch from but seriously, great job sacrificing some of your hard-earned weekend to come in and record that. And I believe you actually successfully recorded it, which has not always been the case
that
when we've
true.
Done this activity.
Yes, and thanks with Hunter Vaughn stepping in here this morning. We worked through a technical difficulty, and we actually can play it for everybody watching on the video stream today.
What?
So that's exciting, too. So yeah, we're rolling here.
All right, I'll believe that. I'll believe that when I see it. I'm not gonna leave for a half hour and go get a cup of coffee at the local Caribou. I will stick around just to make sure. But I did want to get this one piece of my thought process out there because you'll hear a lot of it in my conversation with old T from late last night. But I do think it's important to say this, and I said it on a couple of national shows that I did. I know this wasn't easy for Jordan Love. And I'm not saying that we need to feel sorry for a guy who just got paid $75 million signing bonus, $155 million guaranteed, and has a contract that if he gets every dollar will be $220 million. But I do think he had a hard time not practicing. I do think, as Matt LaFleur likes to say, he is made of the right stuff. And I am proud of him for doing the smart thing. And it wasn't the easy thing. Like, the easy thing is, okay, my team wants me to be out there practicing. I know I need the work. I'm going to do it and take the risk of, maybe it's a minuscule risk, but something catastrophic can happen. We've seen guys tear ACLs already in training camp in non-padded practices. So it's not out of the realm of possibility. But he did it even though he didn't like it. I don't think he was faking it, saying, I really wanted to be out there. No, I think he really did. But I also think his teammates deserve a ton of credit for having his back. Because I think there have been times, Brett Favre getting after Javon Walker once upon a time for holding out during training camp, where teammates don't always have guys back. And in Jordan Love's case, I still keep hearing Christian Watson in my ear saying, we hope he gets every penny he deserves and more. They all had his back. They understood that that was part of the process. I know there were some folks that called Jordan Love selfish, but I thought he did exactly what he needed to do. And when you look at the big picture, the time he missed was negligible. Now, I will add this, and Matt LaFleur made a great point yesterday. Jordan Love has looked a little rusty in each of these practices. He's had some magnificent throws. I built a whole story in the State Journal around his deep ball that he threw to Christian Watson that he dropped right into his cradling arms like a baby. It was a perfect throw. It was why they paid him the big bucks. But he threw a pick six yesterday to Kalen King. He's missed some throws. I think he's 21 of 40 at this point in terms of his passing numbers the last couple of days in 11 on 11. So he's had some ups and downs. And I thought Matt LaFleur's point was, hey, this is why we practice. Yeah, it's great that he was throwing to Tucker Kraft, who's still on the PUP, and he was throwing to Jaden Reed while he was on NFI, and he was throwing to some equipment guys who they've got some elite-level equipment guys, but they're not NFL wide receivers. And so he spent those 4 days after the practices doing that on his own in the Hudson Center, but it's not the same as practice. And Matt LaFleur's point was everybody needs to practice, including one of the brightest rising stars in the NFL quarterbacking universe. And so again, I don't think that this four practice hold-in is going to adversely affect anything. I think it did adversely affect how the offense looked for 4 days, but I don't think anything else is disconcerting. And so I'm sure he will get back up to speed quickly. I bet by family night he's looking more and more like himself. I also think the Packers' new defensive scheme has had something to do with that. And I know Jordan went on NFL Network, and we didn't get to talk to him much about the defense because when we did talk to him, it was all about his contract and his perspective on his career to this point. But I do think that defense is making things tough on him. And if they're making things tough on him, that means they're going to make things tough on opposing teams. But it also means that Jordan Love needs this kind of stuff to be ready for what other teams' defenses are going to do to make things tough on him. So I think ultimately this will all have worked out for the best. And don't forget, and Tausch and I talked about it, and you're going to hear about it coming up. Yes, Jordan Love won. He got a ton of money with not a whole lot on his resume in terms of a starting quarterback. At the same time, the Packers did win. His guaranteed money is $155 million. Now, you may say, boy, that's a lot of money. And it is. At the same time, it is less than Joe Burrow, who he's tied with for average per year. In fact, the only one of the quarterbacks that have gotten huge deals that got less guaranteed money than Jordan Love is Trevor Lawrence. Jalen Hurts got more. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes got more. Lamar Jackson got more. Jared Goff got more. Tua got more. Who else is on the list? Joe Burrow got more. Justin Herbert got more. So the Packers did manage to hedge ever so slightly to protect themselves if Jordan Love isn't as great as we all think he is. All right, we're going to hear from Tausch in a replay of our Digi Only from last night coming up next. But first, we're going to hear from Tausch talking about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And then you're going to hear from him again talking about Pella Windows and Doors when he was a little bit literal with
Pretty
one
good.
Of my analogies. It was not. Don't tell him it was good. He's going to think it was good. I will say this. He had some really good points. You're going to want to stick around to tune in. That comes after Tausch tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
ESPN Wisconsin's Mark Tauscher here for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And now is the time for a bad dad joke.
What did the window say when it was arrested? I was framed.
All right. Well, dad jokes aside, my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, and no bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on July 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today to get started.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find. And then
Jesse, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous.
What?
So how you're confident that at the bare minimum, we will be able to play the audio?
Yes. That is
across the airwaves.
100%. You will hear this
conversation. Radio.
Yes.
Streaming audio.
There's no doubt.
All right. Now, the two possibilities on the Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube streams are what? A, you're able to actually play the video.
Yeah, this is going to go great.
People are able to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or B, people will have the audio and they'll have video of you and I listening to it.
Well, I think that's part of the mystery of what's about to happen next. You never know exactly how it's going to go. Like, if something goes wrong, I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, well, let's find out together. Because last night, old T checked in from parts unknown to talk to us about Jordan Love's contract extension. Here is that conversation.
Did you know that he missed all the big news with Jordan Love's contract while he was on assignment? Well, we couldn't go this long without any of his insights on this deal. So joining us on a special Digi only across the great ESPN Wisconsin YouTube channels, it is the Packers Hall of Famer from parts unknown, some sort of hard to describe hotel room, which gives me no clue where he might be. It is Tausch, Mark Tauscher, the Packers Hall of Famer. Tausch, how are you this evening, I guess, is when we're recording this?
I'm doing fantastic. Nice shirt, by the way, Wisconsin journalist. Big J, the Big J school for Big J. You know what? I have to give Jesse credit. You know, the news, of course, breaks Friday night. And you know what was funny? I get some texts that it's happening. And then all of a sudden, I sent that thing. And Jason, I know you're an avid follower of my Instagram. Double
Instagram?
It's a double rainbow that pops up as the Jordan Love news breaks. So I go get a picture showing the rainbow, like, literally dropped into this lake. And I was thinking, pot of gold, all that love, and what would have been? I've never seen it actually rotate into the lake the way that it did. It was not, a lot of times it dies on the horizon. This thing was 3 feet deep into the lake. So I've been saying the whole time that this was going to get done. I did say it was going to be done on Monday, and now I wish it was, because I wouldn't, be sitting here in a hotel room doing it 4 days later before our Monday show. But it was always, it made too much sense for it not to get done. And I think, and you were at these practices with Jordan sitting out, I think as we said on Monday last week when training camp opened, it's great, you know, you're working, you're getting guys reps, it's just different. And Goody and everybody, I think they wanted probably to win the negotiation a little bit more, but I think they finally realized pads are coming on big this season. He's our guy. Maybe we'll throw some stuff here that we normally don't want to do. And let's just do this. And I give Jordan and his team a ton of credit for sticking with what they needed to get done. And if you remember, I know Domofsky, I believe, is joining your show sometime, our show, sometime this week.
Is he still here?
I think so. And million mark. Oh my God, no. And of course, it comes in at $55 million. So I think in the grand scheme of things, you need to get your guy in there when he is your guy. And that's what happened. And I think moving forward, that's exactly what should have happened. I wish it would have happened a little bit earlier. But I'm telling you right now, just like when we discussed Aaron Rodgers not being at minicamp, Love goes out to Brazil and plays great football. Nobody is going to remember he missed 3 or 4 days of training camp. None.
Yeah, I'll be honest. He has shown some rust the first two practices, because as Matt LaFleur told us on Sunday, everybody needs to practice, including the $220 million man. He's had some great throws. Had an unbelievable deep ball to Christian Watson. It was an absolute thing of beauty. He also threw a pick six to Kalen King on Sunday in practice. So I do think that while he was throwing to Tucker Kraft and Jaden Reed and some of the equipment guys inside the Hudson Center after those practices.
Was Odie one of them?
Tim Odie has gotten, he's kind of a big deal at Lambeau Field these days. So he doesn't even yell, right hash, going that way anymore like he used to when you were playing.
Oh, well, he's getting old.
But I want to ask you this question, because this is the question I have been asked repeatedly by fans and some of our teammates. If you had to pick a winner, obviously both sides win. Jordan Love is rich beyond his wildest dreams. The Packers have their quarterback now in camp, and they could start chasing a Super Bowl, as Jordan so eloquently put it in his opening statement. But who won the negotiation in old T's opinion?
I think Jordan Love did. And because we're sitting here right now, Jordan Love could revert and not play great football. And he's going to have, what, $75 million in a signing bonus. And I think $150 or $155 million in guarantees. So as we sit here right now, is the one that has probably won the negotiation. Because I firmly believe Green Bay probably came in a lot earlier and was thinking, do you remember it was Daniel Jones' contract that people were thinking, boy, I don't know if Green Bay should pay him that, which is $40 million a year. And in the course of that time, and let me
but things exploded after.
Of course it did. But Tua gets 53 and a half, and Goff got 53, and everybody was kind of sitting there. So he ends up getting, I think, everything that he wanted as far as the number. I think he wanted to be the highest paid. With the unprovenness that I think some people have, that would be the win for me, is that he's played one season, and he is now the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. When you add all that up, I think it's pretty obvious as we sit here now that he is. But what I will say, and what I've said all offseason, is you get this deal done, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a four-year extension off of this year, so it's 5 years total. Mm-hmm. So when you start adding up the $11 million that he's getting paid this year, his cap number is going to be very manageable for 2 years, right? And if he's great, like we think, he's going to be going back to the table in a couple of years, because this number, it's going to be 60. It's going to be 65. It's going to be 70 by the time. And then the Packers are going to look and it's going to say, wow, what a, if he wins big and is an MVP and it can lead this team to a Super Bowl, $55 million is child's play as a starting quarterback if you can get all that done. So all said and done, I think negotiations, both sides probably gave a little. That's what I think we're sitting here now. But when you ask the question, Jordan Love's getting all this money in his pocket. And even if he doesn't play great, he's getting that money. And that's why you'd say he'd win.
All right. So for those of you watching our Digi only, I don't know how the video looks on YouTube as we're recording this, but I'm watching Tausch and it looks like this to me. This is what I see of Tausch. I see him from the bridge of his nose up. So I hope that that's how it looks on YouTube too. Continuing our Digi only. No, not really. It's still really close. Like, I mean, it's really close. It's a close up.
For as many times as we do this, you think we would be better at it.
So Tash, let me devil's advocate you here though, because they were going to have to pay the going rate, and the going rate has exploded, right? So there's no denying that the Daniel Jones money was donezo. There was no way they were getting him for under $50 million for sure. And if they were going to get him for less than $55 million a year, it was going to be 53 or 54. But the last cap number of his contract is $74 million. So I'm sorry, but the $55 million a year, if we're being truthful, is kind of funny money. So he can have that, and so David Mulugeta and Andrew Kessler can say, we got our guy the same amount per year as Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. Well, the only quarterback other than Daniel Jones, who again has been completely erased from the equation now with the way these numbers have exploded, the only one of these super $50 million per year or more guys that he has erased in terms of guaranteed money or beaten out in terms of guaranteed money is Trevor Lawrence, who got 142. He got less than Tua, who got 160. He got less than Goff, who got 170 or 175. He got less than Lamar Jackson, who got 185. He got less than Justin Herbert, who got 218. He got less than Burrow, who got 219. And he got less than Deshaun Watson, who I still can't believe got $230 million guaranteed, given his off-the-field issues and now how he's played in Cleveland from the Browns. So I think what they did was, and again, I am of the belief, and I know this isn't the sexy answer, that they both won But I think the Packers got a W here because they decided, all right, look, we're not going to give you as much guaranteed money as some of these other guys got, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you the biggest signing bonus in NFL history, $75 million guaranteed. And then you can take a victory lap on that, and you get all that money. What is it? He got 25 now, 25 in October, and another 25 later on. Like, that's a big incentive, right? And so they don't give him as much guaranteed money as a bunch of guys that are over $200 million guaranteed. If he turns out to be great, he still has to earn some of it. And if he doesn't turn out to be great, they're still going to be able to get out from under this much more effectively than some other teams are going to be able to get out of theirs. So to me, that's a W for Russ.
Okay. Russ wins almost every negotiation. That's how this goes. Mm-hmm. But if you would recall, all offseason, what we, I think I said, and I don't know if you agreed with me or not, you should have. I said the Packers will win the structure of the deal.
Yeah, you
they
said.
They will mm-hmm. get, because that's what they do. That's what they do. So he got the biggest signing bonus of all time. That's a win. And by the way, how are you going to say he didn't win? He's played one season.
I didn't say he didn't. I literally said at the beginning that they both won. But what I know, what I'm saying,
you're picking sides, and
you're the one who said they were going to win on structure, and you were proven right. But you're arguing that Love won, which tells me that you see it the same way as I do.
No, because Jason, they didn't want to go there.
Well, the market gave them no choice but to go there.
They could have done it earlier. Jordan's team held strong and didn't do it. You don't think in May or June they would have loved to said, here's $50 million and let's just go? Because they could have, and they didn't.
Well, so listening to Goody, first of all, he played a little revisionist history about all the wild throws he saw in 2020 and 2021. I'm not sure I saw those, and I'm not sure he saw those.
That's a direct rebuke of Jason Wilde, is what that is.
I did enjoy that. I also enjoyed the fact that he claimed that it was a good move to do the half-measure contract that they did in May, which, of course, wasn't because it wasn't. Tied their hands all season long, and that's why they paid as much as they did now. Because they couldn't do anything during the season when he started getting going.
Yeah, so, and that's where I wish Goody was just straight up. You know, there ain't anybody that's a bigger Goody guy than old T. But if you don't sign, if he's a fifth-year option, it would have done what they did with Aaron Rodgers. They would have given him, it maybe would have been less than 50.
Yeah, it would have been better than Daniel Jones money, but not what he got. Yep, no doubt about it.
And that's why when you ask the question, and you're always the guy, well, this, you try to hedge everything. Well, both teams played hard.
Is that what I sound like?
Sometimes when you're hedgy McGee. But
when did he turn into Yogi Bear?
That's why.
Let's go steal a picnic basket.
I'm camping, so maybe that's what a very nice camping. Anyways, that's why I picked Jordan Love as the winner in this, because know what he's doing. Like, we didn't know anything. And now you're sitting here as the highest paid quarterback, and he's got $155 million in guarantees with only a 4-year extension, which I know that sounds, but you just said it, $75 million in the last deal. If he is great, this ain't going to happen. He ain't going to get to the last year of his deal ever again.
Right.
You know how the Packers operate. It ain't going to ever happen again.
Trade him to the Jets.
He's either going to be great and he's going to get extended early and, you know, redone his deal and all this, or it's not. And then Packers could say, well, did the Packers win if he's not great? No, they didn't win. So that's why Jordan wins in this. And I'm telling you right now, that if Jordan's as great as Goody and everybody says and thinks and hopes that he is, you're going to look in 2 years, 3 years, and say, man, what, they're only paying him $54, $55 million bucks, like Rodgers did. And always, well, he needs to get rid of, like, Patrick Mahomes. If you're going to be in that rarefied air, that's what's going to happen. That's what you hope for. So that's why I picked Jordan in that win. But I'm telling you right now, I think Packer fans, what you wanted to avoid, and I said this all offseason, Dak it. The Cowboys Dacked it. The Washington football teams cousined it. And you know what happened? Blech. Now the Cowboys are sitting there. They don't have a clue what the hell they're doing because they didn't take care of their guy and maybe pay a little bit more than they wanted to and then have these costs. You know what guys want? You know what Russ Ball wants?
Cost certainty.
Thank you. This, Jesse, headline this, cost certainty, whenever you put your little deal up. Because
no one's going to click that.
You figure
that's
out what people
click on. That sounds so maybe boring.
Yogi Bear, but
Jason and Tausch discuss cost certainty and fiduciary responsibility on the next edition.
Jason, you can mock me all you want, but when you're running a business and a billion-dollar business and the most important part of your franchise, when you have that, then you can start figuring out the other stuff, the other players, and the budget. Because if you're running a construction company or something, you would love to say, okay, well, my cost is right here. Okay, well, then I have to accommodate that for my margins to be good so I stay in business.
Sure.
But the Cowboys are going to be in big trouble. They're not going to be doing that because they haven't got cost certainty. Okay?
Okay. All right. First of all, not mocking the concept, mocking the headline that you want to put on YouTube, not mocking the segment idea or the discussion therein. Secondly, did you schedule this just to take victory laps and all the things?
There's no victory. What do you mean
for
victory?
Months? Because it kind of feels like, well, I've been saying this for months, and I've been saying this for months.
Gone before Thanksgiving. He hasn't given us that yet.
He did sign before Thanksgiving of 24, so... listen, I'm it's not about taking a victory lap. It's just understanding what's going on. And by the way, stop saying I scheduled this, okay? It's annoying me. I do want to be...
I didn't schedule this!
I know. We're well aware of that. The funniest part is that Jesse, who works less than anybody, is the one that did. But it's not about any of the victory. What it is... Packers are a well-run operation, and they're not going to cowboy it, Dak it. They decided that this was their guy. And when you do that, you go do it.
All right.
You go and do it. They did. And now it's up to Jordan Love. Because everybody is going to be monster winners. And if he doesn't, you know what? Green Bay will be able to get out from under it in a decent amount, not going to be crushed if he's not. But make no mistake about it, he needs to be great if this team is going to be great.
Yeah, that was super fun. Tausch, he did not schedule that to just tell us all the things he's been saying for months. It just sounded like that's why he scheduled it. I've been telling you for months. I've been telling you for quite a while. That is the charm of the great Mark Tauscher, and we will have more from him as we will get to part deux of our Digi only from last night. He's got more takes coming. He's got more. He didn't want to admit it. He did not want to admit it, but he definitely had FOMO. The news broke while he was gone. He couldn't share any of his thoughts. He was just... you know, with his family, and they weren't all that interested in his Jordan Love takes. So he had to get it out, and we spent a long time last night. You will hear part two of that coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Like, share, and follow ESPN Madison everywhere. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok for more great content from ESPN Madison. This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. Dancing.
It's like he's actually here, even when he's not, including even being a little bit annoying. part two of our conversation from late last night. How about him sending a message telling us we had to meet at something, quote, mountain time? He's a peach, man.
A far cry from, hey, do you want to join for the first segment of Monday's show to share your thoughts on the love extension?
Mm. To which he could have said no, and instead he claimed that you forced us to do that programming late last night. But it was worthwhile, and his insights are good. I'm not denying that. It's been a long week, and I was going to go to bed early, but that did not get to happen. So, part two, or since they're in Paris for the Olympics, part deux of our conversation with Tausch last night, which you were able to watch digitally. And if you want to watch the whole thing uninterrupted, you can find that on our YouTube channels as well. But here is part two of my and Jesse's conversation with old T.
Yeah. All right. Last thing, so I can go to bed.
Why are you going to bed at 9:45 a.m.?
Because we're recording this late on Sunday evening. After your late local news, or maybe unless you're watching NBC, they're still playing
like
Olympics.
NBC with the Olympics.
I really hope it's being recorded, unlike the last time we did this digi only.
So everything you said there, old T, was accurate, except maybe the scheduling thing. But on top of that, let's talk a little bit about the window that this opens, because what I think, when you look at kind of the specifics now that have come out about the structure, they have this year and they have 2025 and they have 2026, where his cap number is manageable slash, frankly, low, and they can get some stuff done. Then it goes up. Now, look, where they're sitting at the cap right now, or where the league is sitting with the cap, we're going to be over $300 million before you know it. So that is just, I mean, with the exception of maybe that Sunday ticket fiasco that they've got going on, they're in a fiscal position for their caps to go up and up and up. So that'll help as well. But I am curious, when you look, because of the Goody stand that you are, this three-year window, is this, now that they've got this deal done, they have manageable cap numbers for him despite the big number overall that they're paying him, is this three-year window, this the Pella window where Goody and company need to get it done? Because it's not impossible to do it after this window, but it does start to get harder, especially when you factor in that some of these guys are going to get second contracts, mm-hmm. and they ain't getting any cheaper either if they're in that position.
So here's the deal. Obviously, last year was a big surprise, and I think a pleasant surprise. If Jordan Love is him, I've been hanging around a lot of young people. If he is him, this window's open for 10 years. It isn't about, you have these young players right now on a deal, right? All these wideouts and tight ends, and eventually somebody's going to get paid. But the cap is going to go up, and you have Jordan Love locked in for 2 or 3 years at very reasonable cap numbers. And if he is as great as we all hope, that will get redone and restructured and redone, you know, all of that. But yes, this last year's postseason and now where we're at, the window is wide open. Like, we didn't know if there was even a window last year. It's wide open. And when you have your quarterback locked up and cost certainty, all the other stuff you can figure out, okay, here's who else we're going to pair with him. And then we'll replace, we'll bring in young talent. And if Jordan Love is the guy that we hope he is, the Packers' championship window is a decade plus, not 2 or 3 years.
All right. Wait a minute now, because nobody knows Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin better than you do. You also
Gina,
know.
In fairness, Gina does.
Well,
in fairness.
Yes. Okay.
She does. She does.
I'd pick Gina. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we were including Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin employees in my question here. But as Gina well knows,
as you always put it, words matter. So that's
all.
So continue.
Yeah, God, I really miss you. How many more days you gonna be gone? As you well know from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, not as well as Gina Della, but others, they have lots of different size windows. So I would agree with you that obviously if Jordan Love is good, their championship window is going to be open. But it's going to be a different sized window based on how different guys get paid. You played on teams that had Brett Favre. You played on teams that had Aaron Rodgers. Now, I think during your time with Rodgers, the only time you didn't make it to the playoffs while he was the starter was 08 when he took mm-hmm. over. But you had 05. You had 06 with Brett. And then after your retirement with Rodgers, they had 17 when he broke his collarbone. They had 18 when they fired Mike with four games left. They had 22 when he broke his thumb and didn't play well. And by the way, if they were so certain that Jordan was so ready in 2022, like Goody was saying, then I found myself wondering, why didn't you sit the guy with the broken thumb?
Hey, did you ask him?
That was not the appropriate time to ask that when we were celebrating Jordan's new contract. But you can bet that will be asked someday. But my point is that while the windows are all going to be there as long as he is good, the window for the next 3 years are like the window that Gina's putting in our house, the big bay window at the front of our house. It is the biggest window we have. Now, the windows in some of those other years may still be nice, good-sized windows, mm-hmm. but they're not going to be quite as big as the bay window.
So here's where I disagree with you, and I understand the fact that Jaden Reed's rookie deal. Hey, you just go through the list, all these rookie deals. And
yeah, everyone's on a rookie deal.
Yeah, and that's fair. But do you think this is going to be the best version of Jordan Love?
Right no, now? But I'm saying in the next 3 years, I would say that his best form should be 25 and 26, just like Rodgers in his third year as the starter yep. won a Super Bowl with you. And Favre, I think in his fourth year as a starter, won a Super Bowl. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that, you know, that's when you're supposed to be at the peak of your powers. When, and I can't believe I'm doing this at 10:37 at night, but 9:37 Mountain Time, the Tausch elevators light up perfectly. And I think that's when this window is going to be with the elevators lining up. That doesn't mean that they won't have more opportunities, but Jaden Reed's not, if Jaden Reed is who we think he is, he ain't going to be cheap. If mm-hmm. Christian Watson has figured out his hamstring issues after seeing that deep ball the other day in practice.
He's coming on, baby. He's coming on.
He ain't going to be cheap. And you know, I saw on Sunday, I saw Dontavion Wicks make the best catch in camp. So those guys are all going to, they're going to figure out what they're going to do with Luke Musgrave, who's been kind of quiet, frankly, after everyone was raving about him a year ago at this time. So my point is that, you do have, you no longer have the quarterback. I don't want to sound like Ryan Grigson here, but you now don't have the quarterback on the rookie deal. You paid him the big money, but it's not going to hit your cap as hard this year, next year, and in 26. Now is the time when all those other guys are on rookie deals to make the magic happen.
No doubt. And I think your elevator thing that we've talked about numerous times, the next 2 or 3 years is going to be, you're 100% correct, but if he is the guy, and that's the beauty of having the guy, you reset, and it's going to be
always
different
have players. A chance.
You have a chance to have a chance a la Brad Childress.
We got to call him, by the way. He was supposed to be on the show.
Happy birthday to Chili a couple weeks ago. So, yes, I think when you have this mixed match of all these young players that are going to be playing and growing at a high level, that's the goal, right? And then you can spend on defense and pick up. The tricky part is going to be you better not miss with these draft picks, because now with Jordan Love getting paid big money, and if you're going to pay a couple of wideouts, you ain't going to have that extra scratch laying around to grab X and pay him top dollar. You're not going to be able to do, you know, kind of supplement and bring in a Jacobs and pay him good money. You better develop these guys as mm-hmm. you're doing it, and he done it good last year with all these young guys, the wideouts and the tight end. So he just continues to do that. Be very smart about who you pay, and this window is wide open. But yes, this year, next year, and the following year showed last year with all of the stuff that we didn't even know about that they could win. And now it sounds like you know, listening to Jordan Love talk on the NFL Network, Jeff Hafley's defense is dynamite. Like, oh my, it's so much different and better. So, windows now. It is a wide open, beautiful big bay window now. And is it going to get less as Jordan Love gets better? I don't think so. Why would you?
Yeah, I don't think so. But I think there are other factors, not just how he improves. All right. How much longer are you gone? I'm scheduled to play.
You missing me?
No. I'm playing the role.
I knew.
I think this was good.
I'm playing the role of Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News with Vince Vetrano, Eric Bilstead, and our buddy Pancake Greg Hill. I'm scheduled to do that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I presume that you are scheduled to return to your show, which you called our show earlier. Yeah. You're going to be back on Thursday on our
board? I am, and I have a really fun video I'm going to send out Thursday morning to kind of say I'm back. I'll be back. Hasta la vista. A luego. I'll be back. And I'll send that out Thursday. So, yes, I'll be back Thursday.
Quite the tease. Has that video been shot?
He gets their blank together. Okay. Old T did not have a great experience on the whole operation. But in fairness, could have been much worse. I almost sent the text out to Big Cat. You know, he's the airline guy. He fixes things when problems arise on airlines. Okay. Luckily, I didn't have to send it to Big Cat. So I didn't. But God will.
Right, well,
I'll be better. You realize this is like a worldwide outage. It's not just like one bad flight experience you had. Like everybody in the world dealing with this.
Jesse, airline travel's personal. It's not about the big picture. It's personal.
Okay. All right. As much as I enjoy the postmortem of every road trip you go on and then hearing what went
wrong. Not everyone.
Almost everyone.
When I went to Peru, it wasn't about me. It was my brother's travel snafus, not mine. I didn't say anything about me. I said it was great.
You would agree that when you travel more often than not, there are some grievances that wind up being aired upon your return.
That travel has gotten more and more complicated as the world has gotten bigger. I would agree with that, yes. Sure.
All right. Well, enjoy Paris. I hope you really enjoy. Hey, I know you'd already been there once.
Question before I finish up here.
Dude, I want to go to bed.
Do you think Jordan Love is relieved or excited about this? About how this all played out?
What a great question. And we will address that on Thursday when Mark Tauscher returns to Wilde and Tausch.
He's a piece of work, boy. I'll tell you that. The Thursday tease. He wanted to keep going last night.
He never wanted it to stop. It was fun, though. It was fun.
It was undeniably fun. And he was undeniably obnoxious.
Yogi Bear was an interesting turn.
Here's the most amazing thing about it. He managed to screw up the clock without even being here. It's 10:01. We still have a segment left in the 10 o'clock hour. So even when he's not here, he's still messing it up. It's almost impressive. If it wasn't so irritating. The 9 o'clock hour continues into the 10 o'clock hour. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
The future is bright with QB1 in Titletown.
They have their face of the franchise quarterback, but they knew that already. They wanted to pay him, but they wanted to protect themselves.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN. It's a beautiful.
We will get to the Q&A, Wilde's mailbox portion of the program during the 10 o'clock hour. Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear during the 11 o'clock hour as Rich Bisaccia, Jeff Hafley, and Adam Stenovich will be at the podium this hour without me, much to their chagrin, I'm sure. at Lambeau Field. I've been making the joke that once Jordan Love's contract got done, that they would deliver one of those oversized Publishers Clearinghouse checks. I really hope they still do it. It's a great marketing opportunity for our friends at Associated Bank. Got to see our friends from Associated Bank while I was doing the show on Friday from practice. It was great to see them. I think Hunter Vaughn was talking about his addiction to the new college football video game. And I was able to tune him out briefly to say hello to Heidi and Laura Rose and the whole crew that was there. But I do want to see that giant check. And I do want to see that Packers logo and the Associated Bank logo on it for Jordan Love's $75 million guaranteed signing bonus. But you don't have to be Jordan Love to get great customer service from Associated Bank. They take care of everyone. Big money, little money, and everywhere in between. So make sure you go to AssociatedBank.com and find out all the great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. Like Packers checking, where you get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. I wonder if Jordan Love's employee discount is better than that or not. Also, the best customer service in the industry. And this fun thing they have called Early Pay, where if you have direct deposit from your employer, you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. So go to AssociatedBank.com and find out more. The 10 o'clock hour, Wildy's Mailbox, starts in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.